This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
As the coronavirus surges, employers are cutting more jobs. We learned this morning that they cut 140,000 positions last month. And just into us is word that the coronavirus has killed more than 4,000 people on just one day in this country. This is a sad first. There is some good news, though. New research suggests Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine can work against a mutation found in two virus variants. President Trump has 12 days left in office, but should he be removed from office after the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol building by his supporters? White House counsel Pat Cipollone has repeatedly warned the president he could be held responsible for inciting the violence. Fellow Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says it's time for President Trump to go.
The president is unfit, and the president is unwell, and the president must now relinquish control of the executive branch voluntarily or involuntarily.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agrees with that.
This man is deadly to our democracy and to our people.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani says Trump administration officials are resigning.
The president's role in urging backers to march on the Capitol in the first place is having an impact. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is married to Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, resigned, saying the attack deeply troubled her. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has also quit, telling the president his rhetoric on the situation was an inflection point. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A woman who falsely accused a black teenager of stealing her phone and then tackled him at a New York City hotel has been arrested in her home state of California. Maya Ponceto's missing phone had actually been left in an Uber. This is AP News. Our Ben Thomas has more on one of our lead stories this morning, those jobs the economy lost due to the coronavirus pandemic.
The Labor Department reports employers cut 140,000 positions in December. It's the first monthly job loss since April, when the coronavirus pandemic erupted. However, the unemployment rate for December remained unchanged at 6.7%, as did the number of unemployed at 10.7 million people. While far below April highs, those numbers are nearly twice the pre-pandemic levels of February. The report shows job losses in leisure and hospitality and in private education, but says they were partially offset by gains in professional and business services, retail trade, and construction. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Despite the jobs report, the Dow was up soon after the opening bell this morning, 78 points. The S&P was up too, and the NASDAQ was up. The latest on the economy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.